2022 was a whirlwind year in global politics, in large parts dominated by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which has been described as a geopolitical game changer in Europe and beyond. It has certainly reinvigorated NATO with a renewed sense of purpose and unity.
NATO allies and partners and the European Union are not party to the conflict. What we do is that we support Ukraine's self-defense. Ukraine has the right to defend itself. That's enshrined in the UN Charter, and we are helping them to uphold that right.
It also prompted European governments, especially in Germany, to accelerate moves away from dependence on Russian gas as the war destabilized global energy markets. Germany recently struck a deal with Qatar, who will ship 2 million tons of liquefied natural gas to Germany for at least 15 years.
At the end of the winter, the storage facilities would be empty, but we would then have two more LNG terminals so we could fill them immediately again. That's the plan, to also become independent from Russia's blackmail. Hopefully it will work out, but a day like today makes me confident that it can work.
Over in the UK, three prime ministers were elected in less than 2 months following the departure of Boris Johnson. Then the short-lived and economically damaging premiership of Liz Truss, only 45 days, followed by Rishi Sunak.
Well, this is it, folks. The baton will be handed over in what has unexpectedly turned out to be a relay race.
And I wish Rishi Sunak every success.
Some mistakes were made, and I have been elected to fix them.
In America, voters headed to the polls for the midterm elections, with Republicans and some pundits predicting a red wave, which didn't come to pass. Ahead of the midterms, President Joe Biden called out Donald Trump, pitching the midterms as a battle for the nation's soul.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
2 months later, Trump announced he will seek the Republican presidential nomination in 2024.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Elsewhere, the Chinese government lifted some of its most severe COVID policies, including forcing people into quarantine camps a week after landmark protests against the strict controls. The unprecedented protests were triggered by a deadly fire. Critics said the victims had been unable to escape the building because of lockdown measures, but Beijing denied this. And in Iran, a human rights crisis is continuing after women-led protests erupted, triggered by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in custody of the morality police. She was accused of not wearing her hijab correctly.
At her funeral, women ripped off their headscarves and burned them in solidarity.
Anger over Amini's death sparked a women's uprising like no other.
Protests quickly spread and have evolved into one of the most serious challenges to the Islamic Republic since the 1979 revolution.
Time magazine named the women of Iran as the Time Heroes of the Year. For Smile FM News, I'm Liesl Smit.